Nothing gives a building a touch of the 1960s better than a breeze block. The concrete block, with the cut-out pattern in the middle, became the symbol of gardens and interior courtyards of the period, perfect for screening a clothes hoist or a swimming pool while allowing airflow. Its spiritual home is perhaps Palm Springs, that desert oasis of Southern California, where the breeze block was used to screen everything from carports to windows, becoming an important motif for the laid-back lifestyle. In the heady post-war days, they were a welcome relief for architects caught in the conundrum of modernism, who wanted to add a dash of decoration without it being seen as fake or frivolous. The breeze block was decoration with a purpose. Importantly, though, in sunny climates, they addressed the question of how to deal with direct sunlight, one of the bugbears of the new flat-roofed steel and glass buildings. If that gave as much visual busyness as iron lace dripping from a Victorian veranda, then that was just entirely accidental. No one quite knows who came up with the idea. Certainly Frank Lloyd Wright created precast concrete blocks that had ventilation gaps in them, which he used in buildings like the Ennis House of 1924. But these were called textile blocks, their Mayan-inspired design adding a strong texture to any wall that was more important than filtering light and wind. Because the breeze block that we know today is all about lightness, they were not to be load-bearing, but used more to fill in gaps, a kind of architectural drapery. Designs for each block were limitless, from the geometric to the stylized, from squares to florals. Left unpainted, so that their rough cinder concrete structure was plain to see, they had a utilitarian quality. But painted in white, they were elevated into something quite different, which gives a stronger clue to their evolution. The breeze block, in fact, belongs to a very long tradition of sun screening that was especially important in Islamic architecture. In India, for instance, the Jali screens for window openings that can be seen in many of the country's famous Mughal buildings were often carved and perforated from a single sliver of stone or marble, using the incredible skill and steady hand of a stonemason. For over 1,000 years, the tall mud brick buildings of Yemen had perforated window screens made from mud and straw and whitened with gypsum. With their variety of repeating shapes, they look almost exactly like the breeze block of the 20th century. Today's architects use the breeze block in ways that cherish that link between Islamic architecture and the mid-century modern vibe of Palm Springs, creating statements that are both elegant and utilitarian, and speaking a language as layered and mysterious as the breeze block itself.